This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Ba-da-bum. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Let's get this party started. It is a Friday. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, and on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can get us there. And you can also listen to the podcast after the program today. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm trying to figure out what they're looking at underneath the bridge.
I know.
Where is that? What's going on?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No. Not paying attention this morning.
That's
right. I guess.
They have flashlights looking under a bridge.
Maybe it's trolls.
Maybe so.
Did you see that story of the guy under the bed? Hey, do you know what I'm talking about, where the babysitter found that guy?
No.
Oh, listen to the story.
Oh, my God, that's weird.
I got to play this for you, too, okay? Because I've got the audio here.
Super creepy.
I know, it's a creepy way to start the show,
yeah,
but
is.
You know what? I love it. I do. So this babysitter has a little toddler that she's taking care of, and the toddler keeps saying, there's a monster under the bed.
Like all kids do.
Yeah. And, of course, the babysitter just kind of brushed it off, and finally, just to let the little girl calm down.
Like, let's look under there together, because there's no monsters under there.
Yes, there was.
Uh-oh.
A dude. He was under the bed.
That's so creepy.
Isn't that wild?
That is so creepy.
Here, let me play the story. We normally don't start out with audio like this.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's fresh out the gate.
Look at me go. All right, here we go.
A Kansas sheriff's office says a child told the babysitter there was a monster under the bed. When she tried to show the kid that there was nothing wrong, she ended up face to face with a man hiding underneath the bed. The babysitter and the man then got into some sort of an altercation, and he got away. Police identified the suspect, though, as somebody who used to live at
what?
That house. He'd been ordered to stay away from the property. Deputies later captured him, now being held on a $500,000 bond.
Holy cow!
That's super creepy. Don't ever tell your kids this story.
No, absolutely not.
Ever.
Because you don't believe the kid, the monster under the bed.
Oh,
and then there's a dude that used to live there.
That's so weird.
In Kansas, just down the street.
And he's been ordered to stay away from the house.
Well, of course.
Whatever, it's like a foreclosure or something.
I don't
know.
My sister, I used to hide under her bed in her bedroom.
Right.
And, just to listen to her when she had sleepovers or whatever, her and Tracy Shady. And I told you this before, but all of a sudden, the next thing I know, there'd be a vacuum with that big light across it. And I'd be like, because she knew I was under there. So they plug in the vacuum and start vacuuming out.
Like it's going to suck you up.
Yeah. It's terrifying when you're like six. Scary.
Hey, I've got some good news for you, Jamie.
Okay, good.
All right, I'm looking at the brackets. You know, the game started back yesterday.
Yeah.
You're not on bottom anymore.
Yay!
Nice.
You're second from bottom.
Yay! Yay!
Hey, that's still improvement.
Yeah, there's that is.
37 people in this bracket, and you're 36.
Thank God! I love that. I'm so much
you are dropping like a rock, pal.
I know.
Yeah. You really tumbled.
Yeah,
in
I kind of started out like a herd of turtles, and now not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's my life.
I know.
I'm the herd of turtle guy.
Okay? The herd of turtles.
Come up with your own pal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I just thought I'd inform you.
Yeah,
that you're
I'm
out
so
of last
excited
place.
About that. That is fantastic it, news.
But
what
here's
a great Friday to already kick off. Yay!
Yeah, here's even better news for you. Okay.
Okay.
You're the only person out of 37 people that has Michigan State winning it all.
Nice.
So if Michigan State wins it all, Jamie, you could go from 36 to number one.
Seriously, yeah. Come from behind.
That's what I do.
I kind of hope that happens.
That's what
That'd
I
be
do.
A great story.
What a comeback.
Yeah. What number are you, Carson?
I don't know.
Carson
like
is...
Like 7, 6,
I'll probably,
7?
No, I'm probably like 15th or something.
No, I think you're 10th.
And what are you, BJ? Still 2?
Second.
Two? Okay.
I'm 2nd. Powerball Pete's like 8th.
Okay.
I can't be
How's
beat by
Slacker
Powerball.
Doing?
Slacker is 7th.
Oh, nice. He
Slacker's
came back up.
Slacker's 7th.
Yeah.
Powerball Pete is 8. Spadil is
This
10.
Is our bracket, in case you don't know what we're talking about.
Spadil is 10.
Carson's 19.
Carson's 19.
Yeah. I told you I was down
there. Yeah, but nobody can do it like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you
I'd
go.
I'd love to see you go to number one.
I know. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be wild.
Especially if she like gives everybody the money based on being number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that money is going to work.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
All right,
does.
We got to get started here, yeah. Man. We got Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We're going to change it up just a little bit this morning. We're going to give early people a chance to win. We'll do it at 7:10 this morning.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep.
I think we had a complaint yesterday. Give us a chance. Give us a chance. Okay, you'll get a chance today. 7:10. Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Oh, God.
BJ, Jamie.
He's come out with some new music. We should maybe try it.
He, Benson Boone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should try it.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. Hey, we were talking about golf off the air.
Okay? We were. First of all, I want to give a shout out. I mean, I'll do it again later when more people are awake too. But South Suburban Golf Course, I thought it was the one over at Centennial, you know, where the jets fly in.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like family's fun.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was that way. It was more west, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful. They have a par 3 course, and then they have a regular 18-hole course. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't even believe that this is like a open to the public course.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's not a, I mean, they make you feel like you're at a country club.
Yeah.
Cool.
I
know you normally don't go to a city type course that's owned by the county or whatever.
Yeah, I would go here 100 times.
I'll tell you, and I'm a golf connoisseur, man.
Yeah.
I go around playing these golf courses. I have never lived in a state that had better municipal golf courses than Colorado.
It's
amazing. Unbelievable. Yeah. Florida was, they were like dog tracks down there. It was terrible, like living or playing in a pasture. But here in Colorado, they're absolutely gorgeous.
And everybody was so nice and just, yeah. I mean, it was just great. So yeah.
Good day out.
Them.
And I'll bet you this weekend, being today and tomorrow, now it's going to rain late Saturday, but these golf courses are going to be packed. I got something I saw this morning. Speaking of golf, this is pretty cool.
What's that?
Did you see where two kids here in Colorado are going to be a part of the drive, chip, and putt at Augusta National?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, two teens.
Wow.
They're like 12 and 15 years old. Uh-huh. I'm getting goosebumps. Well, that I think that is so cool.
Okay, it's not that.
Like, what kid's in Greeley?
You got goosebumps?
I did. I think that's so exciting. I always wanted to be a part of that.
I got the news story for them right here.
Oh, you're a good man.
I just
13-year-old Hudson Blake of Fort Morgan and 15-year-old Isaiah Fowler of Greeley were among the top 80 golfers in the country that qualified for the drive, chip, and putt national finals. This competition will take the Colorado kids to a dream destination for any golfer.
2 weeks ago, I was like, it all just kind of came to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to the Augusta National. So it was just complete shock.
Wow. It gave me goosebumps just hearing that.
That's cool. Jamie, there are certain things that float my boat.
I guess.
And my boat is floating like crazy right now.
I do want to make that drive. I would love to make that drive up that driveway.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, that would be
at Augusta?
Great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot what that lane is called. But
yeah, it's something famous.
Yeah, but
probably
these two
Augusta
kids.
Augusta Drive.
I watch this drive, chip, and putt competition every year.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool because all these kids, man, what a dream to go to Augusta and participate. And hopefully one of those guys can win it or both.
Do you get goosebumps when you go to Topgolf?
No.
You hate Topgolf.
Really, I don't really like Topgolf.
I love Topgolf.
I do.
Hey, the clubs are sucky. And
you can bring your own.
Yeah, I don't take my own, but I just don't care for it.
Yeah.
Hitting off those mats. I feel like I'm going to fall off the edge.
That's the only type of golf I can play right there.
Yeah, it's really fun, though.
I've seen you at Topgolf. They should ban you.
Hey, the slap shot hybrid. It works.
Okay. When we went, he did pretty good as far as like Topgolf scores.
My form was just terrible.
Because the balls are obviously chipped, you know?
Yeah.
But and they travel weird.
Oh, they soar, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
That part. But it's really fun,
though. You
feel
like you hit the ball really good and it goes nowhere.
It's just a great way to introduce your kids, though, to golf, too. That's the first place my son played when he was like 7.
I like their food.
Yeah, they got
great food. Food's great.
You know who had great food? It's South Suburban.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not even kidding. The wings are on point.
Really?
Man, I have to go out there. Yeah. I got to get me a new place for wings. So
I took a picture off to show you.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're very tasty.
All right. Well, congratulations to those two lads that will be going down to Augusta to participate in the drive, chip, and putt. That would be really cool if they won.
My picture of my wings.
Let me see your wings.
Did you post this? No, I did not post it.
You're not a food poster, are you?
No.
Yeah. No. Oh, man, those look delicious. What the heck?
I know,
PJ's
right?
Going to look up the menu right now.
Holy cow. Yeah. Those are delicious looking.
Yep.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we have Jonas Brothers tickets. We're going to do them a little early, 7:10 for your chance to win. And don't forget, Jonas Brothers tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They sure do. Yep.
So you just got to go get them. Go to your, Ticketmaster? Is that right?
Probably so.
Spadil?
That's probably where you get them.
I'll find out.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's where you get all tickets.
Yeah, it's usually where it is now. Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Okay, anyway. Is everybody good? Good, good,
good, good, yeah.
Good, good. I'm so excited about this because I've gone before and we are so lucky to get it. And it will blow your minds if you've never been. And that is, we are getting the Sundance Film Festival.
Whee!
This is such a major thing for Colorado. I can't even believe we get it.
Take that, Salt Lake City.
Yeah, right?
That'll teach you.
Man, I don't know what happened, why it went down, because I went... My son was like, I feel like he was just a newborn when I went. And so they've had it forever. And the fact that we get it, right? I think you have it in the Vox Pro, the whole thing about it.
Yeah, I do. All right, hang on. One.
Welcome to Colorado Sundance Film Festival.
Officially making the move from Utah after a year-long decision where the festival was held for over 40 years.
What better place to show our hospitality to residents across Colorado and visitors from across the United States and across the world than right here to be able to help be a part of telling those powerful stories that need to be told through the medium of film.
40 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then they took it away from them? Something happened.
Yeah, I don't know what occurred. I will tell you this. I think Boulder's ideal for it, though.
I do, too.
You know, Salt Lake City's a great place for it. I mean, obviously, they were there for 40 years. But Boulder, I think it fits there.
And when I went, we had this thing, like this pass, and you could just walk into any little theater and catch a different movie, an independent movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. So we'll let you know when those go on sale or whatever, but it's just really cool. You just go up there, you wander around, well, at least you did in Utah. You wander around, and then like all the bars are packed. It's just insane. And then you just walk into a little theater, catch a movie, come out, you know, have dinner. It's just awesome.
They're actually saying that some Boulder hotels are already filling up. People are already booking their
stays. I bet they are. Now, I bet they are.
It's still 2 years away.
But I bet that they
yeah, I'm just saying.
Them. Yeah.
It's in 2027 when it moves here.
Because, I mean, everybody from L.A. will come and see it because it's all these independent films, right? So, anyway, congratulations to us and to Boulder.
Woohoo!
Yay! All right. What's this thing about Netflix? That people are upset. Netflix is set to reboot an iconic cartoon as a live action remake, but fans are begging for them to stop ruining their childhood.
Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
Many adults grew up watching Scooby-Doo and his friends Shaggy, Daphne, and Fred, Velma, and all of them. They saw. I was terrified of Scooby-Doo.
You were?
It was so scary to me because they had those flashlights and it was dark.
And some of the monsters, especially.
Oh, my God.
They were pretty scary.
I hated that. I literally hated Scooby-Doo.
I never got into it. I don't know why.
Because it's too scary. That's why. Because you're scared like me. Oh, my God. Anyway, I guess in a post on X, Netflix said that Scooby-Doo live action series is coming to Netflix. And then people are getting mad, saying, just leave everything alone.
I don't know if these live things ever work, you know, for cartoons.
I know.
I mean, they tried that with the Flintstones. What a bomb that was.
Yeah, and I feel like they tried it with somebody else. America, remember she played something? Betty Boo or something? I can't remember.
They did try, they had live action Scooby-Doo movies before, and it was Shaggy was played by Matthew Lillard, and so a new live action one, I can't imagine anyone playing Shaggy that's not that guy, because he just looks so like him. Hmm. You don't remember those?
No.
No. They were kind of culty movies, I guess, but yeah.
Culty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't in a cult then.
Yeah.
You know, I realized when you talk to me now that you talk in a monotone voice like this the whole time and that you don't do any kind of inflection.
I sometimes, yeah, if I'm really tired, I do that, yeah.
Why are you so tired?
I just couldn't sleep last night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You stressed?
He had a lot on his mind.
What?
Yeah. Well, actually, last night, the company that I work for in the afternoon, we won a bunch of awards. So I was just, like, kind of excited. Yeah.
No excited, so you couldn't sleep.
We won third place at the Rooster Cup for our vape cartridges.
Nice.
And then we also took first place for something called Cured Resin, which is like dabs.
What's the name of your company? You want to give them a shout out?
Fat Grams. Yeah, Fat Grams.
Congratulations to the Fat Grams. Wow. Yeah.
You won Rooster Awards?
Yeah, we won third place at the Rooster Award for best vape cartridge out of like 100 companies.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah. 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 And we also got awarded Best of Westward, too.
Nice.
For the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Collected awards.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
It was a good day.
Bet you won't win the St. Patrick's Day parade float. Because we didn't.
That was rigged.
Yeah.
Kidding. All right, anyway. What else was I going to say? Gene Hackman and his wife's bodies are still unclaimed. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
The bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, were still unclaimed at a New Mexico medical examiner's office more than a month after their deaths. Hackman and Betsy were found in their Santa Fe home on February 26th. They were still on the New Mexico Medical Examiner's unclaimed list.
I don't know about his daughters.
I know.
They're coming across to me as very greedy, had nothing to do with Gene Hackman. They cut off their ties with him and just kind of spoiled, ungrateful brats.
Yeah, right.
You know, because, I mean, how do you not claim your dad's body?
That's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It's weird.
Although we lost my dad's ashes. We still don't know where they are.
Well, losing is one thing, Jane.
But how do you lose ashes?
Well, I said
to my sister, I go, she's like, you don't have them? I go, the last time I saw them, they were in the back of your car. And then I left. Yeah. And I said, we discussed like where we were going to sprinkle them.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know where.
Oh, no.
So Bob's missing?
Bob is missing.
Oh.
We don't know where Bob is.
We need to put him on a milk carton.
I was like, I go, do you think that you threw him out or something?
Yeah, we got to find him.
I know. We have to sprinkle him over Crab Orchard Lake, but he's missing.
I'm not going to rest this weekend knowing that Bob's missing. I didn't know he was missing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I told you before, and you said your dad get a kick out of that.
I just assumed you probably located him by now.
No, my sister can't find him, and I left him in her
she
back of her
in the
car.
Garage.
That's what I told her.
And you always look at the garage.
And I dug through my dad's house just to see, like, maybe she left him there, if she took him out. She does not remember taking him out of her car.
Oh.
Hmm.
Son of a biscuit eater. Where
she
are
on that
you
medication
tonight?
Again.
Well, right now she's on Oxy.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Megan Fox gave birth. The actress is 38 years old, and she welcomed a baby with her ex, Machine Gun Kelly. Now, I don't know, was he there or not?
He was there. That's the video that is posted. She hasn't posted anything. It was him posting it, holding the kid.
Oh, okay.
The kid's hand.
Mmm. She already shares three sons with, what's his name from?
Brian Austin Green.
Beverly Hills 90210. Noah, Bodie, and Journey. Do we know this baby's name?
No, we do not.
We
just know it's a girl.
That's a girl. Okay. Well, anyway, yay for them. Can you tell I'm a little tired?
Yeah. It's almost like you don't care.
I kind of don't care that she had a baby, whatever. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
I think they need to name him like Bullet or something. For machine
Bullet?
Gun. Yeah, like Bullet.
Oh, I like
Bullet.
That, yeah.
Yeah, just call him Bullet.
Yeah, I like it. Rifle.
That's a good name for
I like
him.
Rifle. Yeah.
All right, coming up. Jonas Brothers tickets. 7:10. For your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes for Jonas Brothers tickets. We'll do it just a little bit early. 7:10 for your chance to win. Rockies open up today down in Tampa.
Oh, yep. That's today.
Today is their day. Yep. They started off. I guess they're going to be the worst team in baseball, they say. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's not going to be good.
Oh, jeez. We're already eliminated.
Either way, they can turn it around like the Broncos did. Boy.
Yeah, you got to play the game, folks.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens,
exactly.
Okay? I know a lot of people, because I saw ESPN yesterday, and they had us picked at the bottom.
They did?
The worst team in baseball. I kind of like that, though. I mean, middle of the pack, there's no glory there.
Right? Not at all.
It's kind of like you with the bracket,
it
Jamie,
is,
because
yeah.
You stayed on bottom forever.
I did. There was a lot of glory in that. It's like you have to be like last. Middle
right.
Is no fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the text with our text chain that we had to do with you being on the bottom.
Yeah,
so there was a
exactly.
Lot of glory there. You're right. You're right. Man, did you see this earthquake?
I
wow.
Did. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know when I went to Bangkok, Thailand and Chiang Mai that... glad I didn't know that they had those.
I didn't know it either.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Thailand, 7.7. Now,
that
I don't know
crazy.
Earthquakes, but I got a feeling
they
that's a biggie.
They raised it to 8.
They did?
Yeah, last night.
I've got the news story. Should we play this?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
The earthquake toppled a high-rise under construction close to 50.
Did you see that video?
I did.
Oh, this high-rise just, I mean, it looked like the World Trade Center.
And all the workers were inside of it, and they can't find them.
50 construction workers are reported missing. It caused many more high-rises to sway. Water from a rooftop pool was falling off one building. The force of the earthquake also caused a mosque and bridge to collapse. The earthquake sent many into the streets. The damage is pretty widespread. And to make matters worse, it was followed by a powerful aftershock that registered 6.6. Rescue teams are searching through the damage, looking for any survivors that may be trapped. In Myanmar, the royal palace was damaged and several homes were demolished. The death toll is expected to be high. Tourists and expats living in Thailand describe what it was like.
People running the wrong way down the escalators, like lots of banging and crashing inside the mall. I got outside and then looked up at the building, that one there, and this whole building was just moving,
damn,
dust and debris.
Man, oh man.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, the pictures are pretty bad coming out of Thailand this morning. Hey, now I know we've talked about this before. Colorado has them, right? We have earthquakes, do we? Shmadil, can you look into that real quick
maybe
here?
Maybe fracking ones.
I don't know. I thought we looked into it once before with a California quake and determined that Colorado does have them, but I don't know when the last one was.
This says it experiences minor earthquake activity compared to other states like California or Alaska.
We're not on a fault line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So minor stuff.
The highest that's been recorded is just 2.5.
Was that from fracking?
It doesn't say, but it probably.
Yeah. That was in 1867.
When you were in California, did you like? Were you always on the edge about these things, or you never really thought about it?
Well, you don't think about it until it happens.
I know.
You're like,
but I'm just saying.
Then you're hanging on to the countertop, going, "Oh my God, this is real." It's weird.
I got a son that lives out there, and so I go out there quite often. And I always think about it. Every time I go, I don't know why, but it's in the back of my mind.
Well, so like when we toured Stanford University, it was crazy because the guy says, oh yeah, see this, how it doesn't really, kind of match the rest of the architecture. It's because it was completely demolished in the earthquake.
Oh,
I was like, great. Yeah, tell all the parents that. Go ahead. This is a fun tour we're doing.
Holy moly.
It makes you feel safe.
It's their auditorium. It's like their huge auditorium.
Oh.
And it was completely.
Jeepers.
That San Francisco earthquake back in the 90s. Yeah, that's when it did that. So.
All right. Well, Jamie mentioned this earlier, and it's a big deal. So I thought we'd mention it again, that the Sundance Film Festival is coming here, and that's going to be here in 27. That's a huge win for Boulder.
It's huge. I mean, I don't think people even can grasp how big this is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Simply because the film festival is like it's world renowned.
Yeah.
I mean, people from all over the world come in for this thing, and Boulder has snagged this thing.
Did we ever figure out why they yanked it from Utah after 40 years?
Have no idea, yeah, unless they just want a change of scenery.
I saw that the committee that's in charge of it just wants a bigger city, and they felt that Boulder was a really good one because it's like really close to nature, and the community there and all that stuff kind of reflects
Salt Lake City is
Sundance.
Is much bigger than Boulder.
Weren't they in Park City?
Park City, like, Utah. Yeah.
Is that where we were?
Yeah.
Is it Park City?
It's a big ski.
Right, well, it's a ski. Know. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. Skiing.
Yeah. and I feel like it's just getting too congested.
Oh, my God. That's right. We were skiing. That's so funny.
I saw where.
I'm being miserable.
the finalists for this, I mean, there were some crappy cities on the list. It was pretty easy for Boulder to be chosen. Yeah.
Cincinnati.
Ew.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting the film festival in Cincinnati?
Yeah, from Park City, Utah to Cincinnati. Yay! Yeah, so this is awesome.
Our competition wasn't that thick.
No.
It wasn't very good.
Are they going to have time to build, like, little theaters?
I have no idea.
I mean, where are they going to put all these movies?
I mean, this is a global event. It's unbelievable. When I saw this story this morning, I thought, wow, what a snag for them.
Just be prepared. I just remember being on the streets and everybody had fur coats on.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'd fit in up
like
there.
Like real fur. They were wearing like long minks because when they come in from like Europe, they didn't really care about animals.
Yeah.
So they were wearing the real stuff and you're like, oh my God.
This is a bougie event.
Yeah. It's like the time I went to Vail and there was a lady in a full length mink and she had that weird round little truffle mink thing on her head. And I was like, what are you doing, lady?
Yeah, I feel like you have to have one of those metal black American Express cards just to show that to get in.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
I don't think I'm going to fit up there, so you probably won't see me at the festival. I got a feeling Spadil won't be there either, right, Spadil?
At the Sundance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go up there.
Oh, you're going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of casual, actually.
Now, is there a ticket that you have to buy for this?
Yeah, for each movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, each movie.
I don't know how it works.
Depending on what you want to go see.
Yeah, I'll bet it's a party, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the streets are so crowded. That's the thing. I feel bad for the students. Hopefully they'll do it. I don't know when they do this.
I don't know when they do
because we were skied, so it was winter.
Yeah. It'll be during the season.
Yeah. Though. And I feel like it was kind of like after, New Year's. It was like, so maybe February. I don't know when it's
I don't know when it is either, but it's coming here in 2 years. That's a big deal.
Welcome to Colorado Sundance Film Festival.
Officially making the move from Utah after a year-long decision where the festival was held for over 40 years.
What better place to show our hospitality to residents across Colorado and visitors from across the United States and across the world than right here to be able to help be a part of telling those powerful stories that need to be told through the medium of film.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Big deal. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Friday. Going to be beautiful today. Rain, maybe mixed with snow for the weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As I said a few minutes ago, 75 for a high today, but the cool period starts over the weekend. I think we're getting rain tomorrow night, and then possibly snow, a little bit of snow by Sunday morning. So there you go. Could be a wet weekend, or at least the back half of the weekend.
I posted what Mountain Wave weather guy said. He basically said it's all going to be rain, except for the Palmer Divide and the foothills.
Did you see the pictures of Kohl's over on Parker Road?
It is cleared out.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. We mentioned this yesterday. I think our show had something to do with this. I really do. So yesterday we mentioned that the Kohl's over on Arapahoe, what's it called? Crossings or something?
Arapahoe
like
Crossing.
It's going to be closing. It's one of those stores that are going to shut down of 27 stores. It's the one here in Colorado that's going down. And they put everything on sale. They said everything was 60 to 80% off. But the pictures, I mean, there's nothing left in this store.
There barely are shelves. There's mannequins.
Yeah, there's plenty of mannequins.
Yeah, there's mannequins.
But you've been wanting a mannequin for your basement.
I know. I need to go get one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That just tickles you.
I can just picture in a dark basement. Oh, he's got his computer screen and there's a mannequin there.
I know. And not to play Schmidil, but I'm going to tell you a story. So, you know, Vince Neil, right, from Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Right? So he has like five mannequins when you walk into his front, at the front entry. There's
really?
Five. Yeah, but they're dressed in racing out. He's a big race car fan. And so they're dressed in different, like F1 and different race cars.
Like the jumpsuits? Okay.
Yeah, the jumpsuit things and helmets and everything. And one night he got really drunk. I know this is shocking, but he thought it was an intruder. And so he started trying to fight the guy with the helmet.
That would be you after a couple of dabs down there, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just start fighting it.
Right? Where'd all you people come from?
But I will tell you, I have my NASCAR suit that, you know, I wore, and it's inside of the coat closet. And if I accidentally leave that coat closet open, when I come around the corner, it looks like a man standing there, and I jump every time. It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary.
Did he beat him up?
He beat him up until Heidi was like, could you stop?
He was so liquored up that she beat up a mannequin.
I mean, can you imagine that? That is drunk. Especially if you live with those five guys, those five mannequins.
You pass by like every day.
Every day. And then now you're fighting it. There might have been drugs involved.
Could have been.
I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of coal shutting down with the mannequins, did you see where On the Border's going away?
Oh.
The Mexican Tex-Mex restaurant.
Yeah.
Man, everything?
Really? Yeah.
Everything's going out of business.
So I had a list here, but I can't find it.
Yeah.
And they're closing several here in the next few days.
Yeah, 70-something, like 76.
Yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I saw three here in Colorado that are going down.
I go to the one off Quebec all the time.
That one's staying for now.
Okay,
for now.
Good.
But they're saying they're going to shut down all of them, that they're bankrupt.
And remember I told you off the air the other day, IHOP is merging with Applebee's.
Yeah.
So you can get a beer and waffles.
That's kind of wacky, isn't it? That's a weird marriage.
They're going to have both menus available.
So you basically have a building where if you enter one side, it's going to be Applebee's.
Yeah.
The other side will be IHOP, but you can cross over inside.
But they'll hand you both menus.
And both menus are available for both.
It's like the KFC Taco Bell combo right there, just in a bigger restaurant.
Don't forget the Pizza Hut. Oh, yeah.
Pizza Hut, yeah.
The trifecta.
Those were rare, though.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
I don't know about you, but when I go into the KFC, Taco Bell, / Pizza Hut, whatever, the food never seems the same to me.
Oh, it's better. Are you kidding?
Really?
Oh my God! Getting a biscuit, a taco, and a personal pan pizza.
Maybe it's in my head. I feel like it's cross contaminated.
Yeah, I feel like the same way. And like they're cooking multiple kinds of food that they're not focused on one or the other, so it's just not as good.
No, it's perfect.
I love it.
And I love getting breadsticks with tacos.
I don't know why. I know. I'm a big fan too.
Yeah, I guess each his own. But this IHOP thing with Applebee's, that's pretty interesting. And I guess they're just trying to save both franchises,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
Because they're both in big trouble.
I mean, it is kind of an interesting concept. Does that mean now Applebee's will be open 24 hours?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
You get a Dollarita and some pancakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, enough. We're getting hungry. I'm starting. Ever since Jamie showed me her wings picture, I'm dying over here. Yeah. Good. Boom. Yeah, here we go. Jonas Brothers.
Yep, we have your tickets. Here's the deal. It's Living the Dream Tour. It's going to be at Ball Arena. And let's see here. The general ticket sales start at 10 a.m. today. But if you are caller 19, you get to win a pair right now. Caller 19, 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
What a beautiful day. Yesterday was gorgeous, wasn't it?
It was perfection.
Today's going to be the same thing. Maybe some rain for the weekend. By the way, those Jonas Brothers tickets are on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Ticketmaster, okay? Did you see where this guy, he's a pastor for a church. He's got one of those mega church, like 1,000 people in there. He locked the doors, wouldn't let him go home until they gave $40,000 in pledges.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the minister, I think, in Fort Collins.
That
got charged with,
I don't know.
Like being a predator?
No.
This one's a different one?
No, this one's not as dark.
Okay. All right, yeah.
This is a preacher who told the ushers that they need to lock the doors. Lock the doors. Nobody's going home until we reach $40,000.
That reminds me of my dad making me sit there, and I had to eat the meatloaf.
Before you could have ice cream or something?
Spadil, do you have the story?
No, before I couldn't go.
You were just strapped to the table, yeah.
Yeah, you're just stuck at the table.
Yeah. We used to have to do that, too. That was such punishment.
It's so gross.
Meatloaf is
nasty.
It is gross. And you know what? To this day, I would never do that to a child. Well, I really wouldn't.
Child abuse.
It is.
I'm telling you.
So
I shoved it all in my mouth. I went to the basement and spit it out.
They would cook things. My parents would cook things, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I had to sit there and eat it or... or else.
Yeah, because there's kids starving in Lithuania or somewhere. I forget. Every year it changed from where they were starving.
Ethiopia.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah. No, Ethiopia. That's the right one. Yeah,
that's the one we used in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I don't know about Southern Illinois.
No, and I still use it because my son said, oh, my God, it's so hot in here. It's like an Ethiopian in church.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah. I always pictured the fly on the face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, do you have that audio?
I sent fly swatters there.
To where?
To Africa.
Oh, you're a good person.
I know. Because really it was so sad because I was like, you know, they'd always, in the eyes.
I know.
And the flies, I was like, okay, you can send either, you know, a dollar a month or whatever. But I went ahead and I loaded up a bunch of fly swatters because it looked like they needed them.
Why do you have to brag about your good dates?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Can you back it down a bit? You know, what do you want, a pat on the back for your fly swatter?
Making us look bad.
What you didn't know is at the time I was living in Texas.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you guys not seen the Texas fly swatters?
No.
They're this big.
They're huge? Why have I not seen those?
Everything's bigger in Texas. Have you guys not seen those?
Spadil.
I never lived in Texas.
Do you have the audio?
I have the audio of the pastor not letting people out. Right.
Yeah. The pastor,
going back to that.
He wouldn't let people out of the church. He had 1,000 people in there, so he needed $40 from each one, right?
Yeah.
To get $40,000. All right, play it. Go ahead.
There's 1,000 of you. I said close them doors. Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant. There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online.
Uh-oh.
This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000.
There you go. $40,000 he needs, or you can't leave the church.
Did they get it?
Like a prison. I'm sure they did. They went home.
Yes, they did. They wanted to leave.
He was going to unlock the doors unless they did.
Crazy.
Hey, Spadil, did you find the cable thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is this story exactly?
This is insane. Okay. So listen, you guys. Now, this is crazy. I mean, the church guy. Crazy.
Yeah,
this
it's crazy.
Is crazier. All right. So apparently China has come out. And so all the nations, all of the countries, all everybody, we have 95% of our internet in the world underneath the ocean, right? The whole world, 95% of it. And it's all encased in steel. And it's just an agreement that everybody knows that we want to keep it and blah, blah, blah. Don't do anything to it. China came out yesterday. And well, actually, you can just play it because they came out and said,
China has unveiled a deep-sea cable-cutting device. It's the first nation in the world to do so, to officially disclose such a tool. This cable cutter can operate at depths of 4,000 meters. But most undersea cables are just 2,000 meters below the surface. So what is China's plan here? What are they trying to do? Why have they developed cable cutters to operate 4,000 meters below the sea level? China has already been accused of sabotaging underwater cables, and the latest unveiling shows that it is the biggest threat to undersea networks across the world.
She is from IT support. Yes.
No kidding. Wow. So if they cut a cable, then we're down.
Yeah, 95% of the world is.
Wow.
Yeah,
the internet,
of the world.
The internet would go down, right?
Y'all, everything. Security systems, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flight control. I mean, you know, everything.
That's terrifying.
We're completely reliant on the internet. Like, even if you fly somewhere, you do anything, this radio show, everything.
Yeah. It might be a blessing if the internet went down.
No, the internet controls everything. All the planes will crash while they're in the air because nobody can do anything.
Right.
We are so dependent on it.
Yeah, we are so crazy dependent. All the self-driving cars.
All the Waymos. See ya.
Yeah, everything. Everything's good. Because the internet controls the satellites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if the internet does.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe the Wi-Fi, but I don't know if the internet does.
Which is what?
Well, it's not the internet.
Yes, it is.
Wi-Fi is the internet.
Wi-Fi is the internet.
I'm thinking of the internet as in, you know, what you look up, .coms, all that.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
Wi-Fi. Internet.
It's hardwired from the Wi-Fi?
What?
Is that what it is?
All of our countries are linked through the ocean.
Yeah, through the cables.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw one of the cables scuba diving out in Hawaii.
Yeah, I guess it's encased in steel.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Jamie, they're as big as a car.
Yeah.
I mean, they're absolutely devastating.
And they like flat out said, we can cut your wires.
Great. Just great. Now I got something to worry about all weekend.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
My wire's going to get cut, man. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here. Psst. stand by.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just collecting my thoughts about this Hulk Hogan situation.
Yeah, it's kind of wacky, isn't it?
It is wacky.
Yeah,
it is.
Daughter and
I can't
mom
believe the mom and the daughter haven't talked for 7 years.
That seems crazy
it
to me.
It seems so sad.
She had a falling out with both of them, though.
Yeah.
Remember that with her dad and her mom? Uh-huh. And it's just a wacky bunch.
But she's still friends with her dad.
Yeah, now she's back with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a period there where she wasn't, though. Because he didn't approve of one of her boyfriends. Remember that?
I think so.
Right? Yeah.
Remember that? He made some really bad comments. they're a wacky bunch, man.
I guess she doesn't now have her dad.
She doesn't?
I don't know. Do we have audio?
I think so. I think it was the mom, right? Isn't she the one who put out the audio?
Yeah, Linda.
Crying and all that, right? He divorced her a while back. Remember, they were into it big time.
15 years ago.
Here's the audio of Linda Hogan and how the family is destroyed.
It's been 15 or longer years since I got left Hulk Hogan. And my family is in the worst mess. Brooke doesn't talk to us. She's had twins. She got married. She didn't tell us. She had twins. She didn't tell us. She had a huge fight with Terry. I don't know how that reflected onto me, but she cut me out too. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years now. And God bless Nick. He's still such a good boy. I've never put a Facebook post out like this with my ugly face and my crying face. He's a complete liar. He is a sex addict. Yet he marches on. He marches on like, yeah. Oh, I'm promoting my own beer, real American beer. Yeah, look at me. Woo! Yeah, he's such a hero, right?
New hot wife.
I think Linda drank the all-American beer.
Did you see the video? She looks awful.
I did. So what it said in the video then, it said that Brooke had a relationship with her dad after the divorce, even though he's the one that cheated on her and she, you know, that's why they broke up. But that Brooke continued to have a relationship with him because he was pushing her music career. Right? Remember how he shopped her around? And he shopped her to everybody and everything. And so now, though, after several times, here's what she had to say. I don't have a relationship with my mom or my dad now. I have no contact with my father, and it has nothing to do with my mother. This also pertains to my dad's second, third, and now current wife. That's four. This decision was made based purely on how they have each dealt with me directly my entire life. She added that she has been extremely verbally and mentally abused since her childhood. Both physically, too.
Yeah. Man, I don't think this video helps Linda Hogan any.
No, I don't either. I don't know why she even went on
look.
And did it.
He's already married again. He moves on. And yes, he's Hulk Hogan. You know, he's got his own beer. He made tons of money. I mean, what are you going to do about that?
Remember,
I mean,
last time we saw her, she was asleep on a park bench.
Yeah.
All passed out.
And I went to Hulk Hogan's house on two occasions in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
To, you know, try to work this deal with him on something. He is the most egotistical person I think I've ever met in my life. I walked into his house. Linda opened the door when I got there. She opens the door. I go in waiting on Hulk. And he's got these monitors on the wall. The whole wall is monitors, and they're all playing clips of him.
That's funny.
Every one of them. And I'm just sitting here going, whoa, that's pretty crazy.
Of when he was in the WWE
whatever it was. Yeah. Every one of them was playing clips of Hulk Hogan.
You would get, there's a Netflix documentary about him. You'd get a kick out of it.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it?
I've seen it.
I thought you didn't know how to do Netflix.
I've seen it. I don't know if it was Netflix. I think the one I saw was on Discovery. I don't think it was the Netflix series.
By the way, yesterday I was watching the Halftime Report, which I know you would think is, you know, sports, but it's not. It's stocks. And anyway, on the halftime report, the analysts, they give like their picks, right? Like who do you pick or whatever. And the one analyst said, I would buy Netflix stock in a heartbeat because it's the one thing that Americans don't care how much you charge me. I'm always going to keep that.
Seriously?
I know.
Every time we all threaten to cancel, but guess what? I'm still watching Netflix.
I know, right? He's like, I would buy Netflix stock because nobody cancels and they can just keep jacking up the price. And I thought, my God, he's not wrong. Yeah. He's not wrong. And he also said, buy Costco. Because people love that too. Americans love Costco and Netflix.
I love Costco. You know that. Yeah.
They sell everything. They sell the craziest stuff. I told
you
that.
Stuff.
Coffins.
Coffins. Yeah. That's the
so weird.
I tell you, that,
I don't get it.
That Kirkland brand that they have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You love their golf balls.
I do.
By the way, shout out to South Suburban Golf Course. I love that place.
Yeah.
I've never been to like that kind of like city golf course. I swear by it. It was amazing.
They have a lot of nice courses around, but I'm sure that would. I've never been to that one. I want to mention those kids again. A couple of kids that are going to be in the drive.
Yeah.
Well, let me just finish.
So they have a par 3 and a par 18 there. And if you want to go there, and Nina is the golf coach, and I paid, so don't think I'm plugging her for free or anything. For a free lesson, I paid. But she was fantastic. She was really great.
Cool.
She knows what she's doing. All right, what?
All right, two boys out of Colorado, two teenagers. I think one might be 12, maybe 15. 15. One. But these boys are going to be participating in Augusta, Georgia. Going to be down there for the Masters because the putt, I think it's called the drive, chip, and putt competition is down there. And these two kids from Colorado, they're a finalist in this.
13-year-old Hudson Blake of Fort Morgan and 15-year-old Isaiah Fowler of Greeley were among the top 80 golfers in the country that qualified for the drive, chip, and putt national finals. This competition will take the Colorado kids to a dream destination for any golfer.
2 weeks ago, I was like, it all just kind of came to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to the Augusta National. So it was just.
Is that a Greeley shocked. Accent?
I was wondering the same thing.
I think I've only been to Greeley once, but I feel like that might be a Greeley accent this kid has here. Let me hear that again.
2 weeks ago, I was like, it all just kind of came to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to the Augusta National. So it was just.
Yeah, that's Weld County right there, folks.
Yeah, like that. You know, there's a farmer right there. Ran some farmers, kid. I can tell it.
Yep. That's pretty crazy.
And then finally for you, Megan Fox gave birth to a bouncing baby girl, and her ex, Machine Gun Kelly, posted about it. She has not. He did. And it's a picture of his finger, and the baby's fingers are wrapped around it.
And they named it Bullet. Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Bullet.
All right, there you go.
It's a Weld County accent.
It is.
That's unbelievable to me.
BJ and Jamie.
Gotcha. I'll take care of it, though. I'll take a look at it and see if it's available for you. Jamie and her son wants to play golf before he leaves town on Sunday, right?
I humiliated my son yesterday.
Yeah. Why? I mean, how?
Okay, so we were on the par 3 at South Suburban, and so it's just a little course, right? It's not 18. And so it's kind of like they don't do the path all the way and stuff, you know, and it kind of plays up against each other.
Yeah, I've never been over there, so I don't know.
Have you ever played a par 3? They play it really close to each other. You know, they use up a lot of space.
Yeah, I've never played a par 3 course.
Well, anyway, so I got confused, and I didn't know what number hole we were on or whatever. And then I said to this guy, I go, I think we can't find number 5 or whatever. And he goes, oh, yeah. You need to go across the bridge. So we went across the bridge, and then we found number 5. We get on number 5, and then these dudes come up, and they're like, hey, why'd you cut in front of us? And I was like, we got lost. We're just, and he goes, no, you're not. This isn't the par 3. You're on the wrong even course. We're on the 18th. The
no
guy
kidding.
Thought that when we said 5, we meant the other golf course.
Oh,
so he
man.
Sent us all the way to the other golf course.
You're a golfer's nightmare.
I know.
You are.
No, I'm my son's nightmare.
Well,
my son was just like, oh my God. I go, well, you heard the guy. I asked him where 5 was, and he said, go that way across the bridge. And we ended up on completely the wrong golf course. And then that's when my son was like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
For people like you and your son, they need to print maps.
They do. Well, usually there's signs that tell you, but a par 3 is different.
Yeah.
They like literally intertwine. I mean, at one point there were these golf balls on the green. from the other hole. Yeah. They had hit from the because it's that tight.
Were you in a cart?
Yeah. Yeah.
On a par three?
Yeah.
Huh.
Have you met me?
I just assumed that you'd walk it.
And that's what my kid's like, yeah. Mom, everybody's walking. I go, yeah, my ankle hurts.
I didn't even know they had carts for par threes.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
Had a girl?
Yep.
You go, girl.
Yep, you do.
All right, I've got a story here. This is a co-worker of a worker that's been spiking the worker's drink with super glue.
What
the heck is this all about?
So messed up.
A co-worker upset with another co-worker. And this lady kept smelling something. She didn't know what it was, but she drank soda. Kind of like your Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
This guy had been spiking her drink with super glue, Gorilla glue.
Oh, my God.
They caught him. She put up a camera because she suspected him.
Yeah.
And caught him. Caught him on camera. Now he's been arrested.
Isn't that stuff deadly?
I would think so.
Or wouldn't you see it dry and float up to the top or something?
I don't know. But if it's in liquid, I don't know if it dries instantly.
I think it would just, you know, form a ball of some type, you know, and you would drink it. But I don't know what it would do to you.
Weird.
I have no idea. Here's the story.
Caught in the act. Investigators say this photo shows 34-year-old Joseph Ross slipping super glue into his co-worker's Coca-Cola can. According to the criminal complaint, she says earlier in the month, she, quote, became ill after noticing her drinks had a strong chemical smell and taste. So she set up a camera below her work computer on March 20th at 9:23 a.m. By 9:52 a.m., that camera capturing this image, confirming her suspicions. Aha. Ross admitting to investigators he placed a supplement in his co-worker's drink. Investigators executed a search warrant looking for the supplement, finding instead these gloves and this Gorilla super glue.
Oh, man.
What would make you do that?
You don't have anybody around the office you'd like to slip a little super glue in their drink?
No, I always felt, I saw somebody do something to another person, a coworker's thing, and I had guilt about it for so long.
I'm with you.
Because, so my, a person that I worked with, he took, well, it was Danny Bonaducci's clarinet, and he didn't like him. And so he took the reed out, and he put it up his butt. And, like, got really in there, if you know what I mean. Yeah, and then he put the reed back in the clarinet, and he's like, hey, you haven't played this in a while. You should play it.
You know, you've got to be a really, really mean, disgusting person to pull something like that off.
And then
you
I
know?
Said... That sounds like crap. All right, I added
was
that
he
part.
Was he ever told?
No, he was never told.
No, you wouldn't say anything.
Oh. No. I just felt bad. Like, look, he wasn't my biggest favorite person, but he didn't deserve that.
I like this guy's story when he got caught. They revealed that they have the audio. He was only trying to help her health.
Yeah,
he was.
Course.
He was putting a supplement in there. She looks like she's maybe losing some bone mass or something.
Didn't you know that did something to the pizza?
Yeah, I don't want to go to it though. It's too disgusting. And had
You've
it
told
delivered.
It on the air.
Well, I told it up to a certain point where he ordered pizza for an arrival at another radio station.
Okay. Not in this town.
No, not this. It was years ago. Yeah, had it sent there, but he did something to the pizza before it went over there.
Oh, my God.
And from what he had a mole over there, and they ended up eating the pizza.
Oh!
But again,
Florida's a wacky place.
I knew about this, and you know what? That's bothered me ever since. Whenever I think of that, I think, man, that takes a really rude, crude,
really
mean
a bad
person.
Yeah.
That's a bad person that can do that, you know?
Well, I kind of did like the guy that did do it, so I don't know. They just didn't get along.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Rockies take to the field. Not here. Down in Tampa today. I think it's later 2:05. I think it is this afternoon. But they play in Tampa Bay. And they're playing in that little small ballpark because that stadium down there is still wrecked from the hurricane.
Yeah, they're not going to rebuild it either. I don't know what they're going to do.
You know, it feels like the Rockies aren't that important to baseball.
No.
I mean, I feel like we're playing at a little league park.
Right?
Out of town. It does feel that way.
I mean,
it's not a big deal.
Is that where they're going to play now, all the games? Is that little park?
Yeah.
Oh,
Tampa has to.
I feel bad for Tampa.
Yeah.
So well, I don't care about Tampa.
They're going to play all those games in that little park.
Yeah, they have to. They have no other place to play down there. Yeah. That thing was wrecked by the hurricane. They ripped off the roof of that place.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's absolutely destroyed down there. And they're trying to build a new stadium, but they don't have any deal in, you know, in the works right now. So,
yeah.
But the Rockies do play today, and I guarantee you we're going to lose because we're the worst team in baseball. Guarantee you.
Great optimism.
Yeah, going to lose. Although, we do have some good news. We've been doing that NCAA bracket. Jamie is no longer in last place.
Yay!
Nice. Props to you, Jamie. You went from 37th to 36th place.
Yep. I know. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Some hard work.
You're
right
on
there.
Fire right now.
I can't believe you guys aren't celebrating Segundo days today.
The what?
Segundo days.
What is Segundo?
You don't know?
No.
Today is officially Segundo Day.
What is Segundo? Segundo.
Segundo.
What is it?
It is the retirement of Colorado's world's oldest chairlift.
Oh, really?
Yep. Isn't that sad?
Wait a minute. Colorado's world's oldest.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I didn't mean to add world. Just Colorado's oldest ski lift, a chairlift, is retiring today. Or retiring at the end of April. But today is officially Segundo Day.
Huh. So.
Yep.
Where's it from?
It's in Aspen. Well, it started in Aspen, and then they moved it to Glenwood Springs. So it's at this. Have you ever heard of Sunlight Mountain Resort?
No.
Well, you know me. I'm a top-notch skier. I've probably been there. Yeah, I've probably those slopes before.
It started in Aspen 70 years ago, and then they moved it to Glenwood Springs to the Sunlight Mountain, and they're retiring it after 70 years. And all I can think is, 70 freaking years for that chairlift. It's like, no wonder people die on those things.
No kidding.
That's a long time.
I don't know if you brag about something like that.
I don't think you do.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, that should have been put to out of service.
I would keep that under wraps. Yeah.
You know? I'm like, I don't like this.
I did, speaking of which, because we brought this up off air a couple of days ago, but we never got to it. Are they thinking about putting chairlifts on 16th Street Mall?
Oh, my
gondola.
God.
Is that?
A gondola.
Which would be incredible. Cased.
It's an enclosed one, yes.
But still, I mean...
Yeah, same concept.
They're thinking of putting it in the air to transport people down there.
What a dumb idea.
Why?
I don't know.
Just
doesn't that...
Because it says Colorado.
But doesn't that kind of defeat being able to go into store after store after store, walking up and down 16th
Street
Mall? It
does, but you know, that they have the buses. And the thought was, a lot of people have never been in a gondola, and it would be a cool thing for tourism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, you get to take a picture of it, and it'll bring more people to, like, go down 16th Street Mall and go, oh my God, we got in the gondola. Because, you know, a lot of people, like, from Illinois have never been in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about getting rid of the buses altogether and just having the moving walkways like you see in the airport.
Right. And so, but the gondola would be purely for tourism.
Yeah.
How much would that cost, though?
$500 million.
Moving walkways?
And gondolas?
Yeah. Are we too lazy to walk?
Well, I'm the girl that took a golf cart for a par three. So.
Yeah, you're right. Enough said.
Can I just give myself a little? I took a lesson before that. I was pooped out.
Nobody takes a golf cart on a par three course,
after
Jamie.
After a golf lesson?
Yes.
Oh, so tired.
I've got to tell you, if I am at a par three golf course, which I never have been, but if I saw somebody in a golf cart,
you would think that they were an amputee, which I felt like I was.
I'd go to the pro shop and say, why are you letting these people on here? This is a waste. I'd go report you.
I'd be so mad.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I say a big old thank you to our listeners on behalf of somebody else?
Wait, what?
Yeah. On behalf of someone else that told me something, I want to say thank you to many, many listeners out there. Because yesterday we had that little Dave the Dwarf on.
Yep, we sure did.
He was just a hoot, wasn't he? And he was on the program yesterday. We put it up on our Facebook page, as well as his picture and tagging to his Facebook page. Man, oh man. He called me last night. That little fella was so happy. He was so happy because so many people in Denver, Colorado had friended him on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Carson put it at the top of the page,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
I put it right there.
Yeah, so you can go and...
And if you didn't hear the audio, you can go listen to it there too, right?
Yep, you sure can.
Just wanted to do a little shout out, say thank you. Thank you for reaching out to Dave. He appreciates it, right?
Well, yeah, thanks,
cool.
Sir. Right?
All right, so Ralphie's headed back on Sunday, right?
I don't want to talk
running
about
out.
It.
Time's
I don't
Don't Are you going with him?
Time's running out. There's no all we have is time. Time is not running out.
Time's running out.
Time is not running out. It's Friday.
There's a flight to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Time's running out.
No,
tick tock, tick tock. So, what are you guys doing for the weekend?
Let's see here. Well, we're gonna go to celebrate that Segundo Day.
You are today.
Yeah, yeah, today.
Oh, that's gonna be huge.
Where do you go for that? You gotta go to Glenwood
Springs. Whew, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
Tomorrow, we're gonna go golf, but I don't know where yet.
Okay.
I'm looking at places to go golf,
right.
And then Sunday, look at there.
Tick tock. Time's running out.
Time is not running out.
I was thinking with him because I don't know why I was thinking of this earlier this morning driving in, but I'm thinking, okay, well, he's been here for a week. He came in from college. You know, he's been gone for several months.
Been here for 10 days.
Now 10 days. That's right. 10 days that he's been here. I'm like, man. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Jamie's on that flight going back to California.
But here's the
it
thing.
Really wouldn't.
I feel like he's ready to go back.
Yeah. Trust me, I know how it is when you come home and you're like, oh. It's been way too long.
Isn't all his friends, though? I mean, he's kind of, you know, left hanging with you.
Yeah, well, he did go rock climbing with a couple of friends.
But,
yeah,
I mean, I'm cool. Just saying that he's stuck with mom
for 10
days.
Like, how fun is that?
Exactly.
Whee!
I mean, mom suggests we go to the golf course to a par 3 and get a cart.
No, remember, we ended up on the 18th course because I took the wrong way.
So
anyway, long story.
You feel like he's excited to go back?
Oh, I know he is. Yep, he definitely is. Yep, that's okay.
Does that make you mad?
Well, kind of. It's fine. It's fine. That's all right. I'm just going to go out there next weekend.
Yeah. And, that's what I'm saying. I could see you literally going out there, but going back with him. Like, hey, let me get you situated again. Let me just come and help,
moving
okay?
Day all
yeah.
over again.
I know when I go home to see my brother and family or whatever, man, I'm there for 2 days. I'm ready to get the heck out
see,
of Dodge.
See, I loved going home. I loved, absolutely loved it. Yeah,
I just get bored.
Well, I think that's his problem.
He's bored?
Well, he's not exactly bored. He's working, and so he's always on his computer because he has to put this thing together on the back end because he's like their IT guy. And so I'm like, that's not a spring break. And he's like, I told him I would do it. So whatever.
He probably enjoys that, though.
Yeah,
you know?
He says he actually does, but I wouldn't. I mean, it's spring break. It's just that he's built different. Like, he's not that, like, wow, let's open up a beer guy.
No, I just got a text.
Yeah.
From the general manager at Red Rocks.
Oh, nice.
You're in.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
10 a.m.
Nice.
Oh, God, I hope he gets
you
up.
You got to be there by 10 a.m. Rod just texted me.
Hey, Ron,
he says,
move that up a little bit? This is a teenager we're dealing with.
Move it back, you mean.
I mean back.
Move it up.
Yeah.
No, he says they do a shotgun. That means just, you know, whomever's there.
Right.
They do a shotgun at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at Red Rocks Country Club, and you can play.
Oh, nice. All right. So
look at that.
My kid is going to be like, can I just sleep in? No, we are going because BJ got this.
I didn't get it. You got it. You mentioned it. He just texted me.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, he's got to get his butt out of bed. Get Ralphie on the line. I'll talk to that kid.
The kid works like all night long on the back end of
this
project.
Well, he's not going to tonight. He's got to be play golf tomorrow. And you got to get it in by 10 o'clock because of the rain that's coming.
When's the rain coming?
Sometime late in the afternoon. If you start at noon, 1 o'clock, you probably get rained out.
And remind Ron that I behave because I'm with my son.
Ron, she behaves. Ron knows better.
No, when I'm with my kid, I'm never out of place. This is my kid.
All right, Ron.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
You're hearing it from Jamie.
There's a reason why my kid's straight-laced, because he thinks his mom is.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. There you go. You're all set, man. Red Rocks Country Club. Thank you to Ron. All right.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I don't know what it is today. I feel like I'm in a little
fog, huh?
A little fog.
Yeah,
a little foggy.
I can't wake up myself.
It's kind of crazy. Well, I think it all started bad this morning because, you know, it's dark when we drive to work and there was a cop behind me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was scared. And I started driving like a little erratically because you get so nervous.
Why you were get you in scared? Your head.
Because I dropped a deviled egg on my leg.
Oh, so you were swerving over the deviled egg?
Yeah.
That's hard to explain, too, when an officer comes up. Hey, you're not going to believe this, officer, but it's 4:30 in the morning, and I just dropped a deviled egg in my lap. He'd be like, get out of the car. Get out of the car. You're drunk.
Yeah.
Anybody come up with a story like that is liquored up. Get out of that car, lady.
Okay, speaking of which, right?
Yeah.
DUIs and stuff. Well, I look at them on TikTok and, you know, those body cams. I don't think that I could ever, I mean, right now, I'm completely sober. I cannot do the alphabet backwards.
Oh, like the sobriety test that they give you and all that?
Z, Y, X.
Oh, I couldn't do it backwards at all. No, completely sober, I can't.
U, T, S. I'd have to redo that. I'd have to sing it in my head and then like...
I'd have to piece it together.
Yeah, like pick four at a time.
I don't know. I don't know anybody that can.
They ask you some of these places.
Some of them do.
I think it was like Oklahoma or something.
Yeah,
they're like, do the alphabet backwards. They're like, oh my God, here's me. Oh, ZY.
Yeah.
See, I'm okay with like walking a straight line and doing all like 1 foot up or whatever. I'm okay with that, but I couldn't do the alphabet.
Yeah, I mean, backwards. And then they do this thing where they take a pen like this and they say like, move your eyeballs to the left,
yeah,
to the right. And the people move their entire face.
Yeah, the entire head.
I'm like, you dummy. Come on. Anyway. All right. Kelly Clarkson is kind of saying some revenge things, but I don't know who she means. I think it's Christina Aguilera who she's going after. But she was on a podcast, and she basically said that when she won American Idol, that everybody was giving her crap, saying, oh, my God, these talent shows. This is not how you become a star. It's talent shows. This is so dumb. She's never going to go anywhere with this American Idol win.
Yeah.
And she goes, the same people that were saying that about me are now coaches on The Voice.
I get it. It's kind of like Shark Tank when you talk about Ring cameras. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly Clarkson was the first. So nobody had any idea that it would blow up the way it did and you would become such a mega superstar. It was a one and done.
Right. But I think she's talking about Christina Aguilera because she was a judge or whatever.
Oh, probably. Yeah, probably.
And she's like, now you're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she said, people that were really mean have been coaches and you know what I'm saying, like hated talent shows and then they end up being on The Voice.
Yeah, that's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's got to be her.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah. Coaches and judges is what she said. So, let's see here. What else did I want? Oh, that's not it. Oh, that's not it. All right, there you go, tablet trash. No kidding. You just looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, BJ was freaking out.
I know. All right, so the big story that everybody is kind of talking about today is this whole thing with the Hulk Hogan and his ex-wife and their daughter. I mean, I guess they haven't talked to Brooke Hogan for 7 years. Hulk's talked to her like probably a couple of years into that.
They've been on and off, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has not talked to her mom for 7 years.
Those kids are a wreck too.
That other one just got a DUI.
Oh, he's been in so much trouble. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, because Hulk showed
caught.
Up.
Didn't he get caught also? He got a DUI out on a boat.
Oh, he
remember
did?
That?
Oh.
Remember when he took the boat out?
Probably.
He got all liquored up with his friends.
Yeah, I just remember the last one where he called his dad.
Yeah, he shows up.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he's had some problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that whole family, yeah. I don't understand why Linda did this, though. It's baffling. I think you might be onto something. I think she might have been drinking.
Yeah, that's my only guess. Saying? She's crying. Well, here's the audio.
Yeah, all right, hang on.
It's been 15 or longer years since I got left Hulk Hogan. And my family is in the worst mess. Brooke doesn't talk to us. She's had twins. She got married. She didn't tell us. She had twins. She didn't tell us. She had a huge fight with Terry. I don't know how that reflected onto me, but she cut me out too. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years now. And God bless Nick. He's still such a good boy. I've never put a Facebook post out like this with my ugly face and my crying face. He's a complete liar. He is a sex addict. Yet he marches on. He marches on like, yeah. Oh, I'm promoting my own beer, real American beer. Yeah, look at me. Woo! Yeah, he's such a hero, right?
Yeah.
Not.
I hate her bird.
Not.
No.
That bird needs to be shot.
No. If I'm not mistaken, Linda Hogan,
sorry,
when she left Hulk Hogan, she married this guy that was a nobody.
She never got remarried.
Carpenter.
She's never been remarried.
She didn't remarry. Okay. I know she hooked up with this guy because she was bragging about how it was nice to be out of the limelight.
Oh.
Not to be married to somebody like a Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but didn't they find her drunk on a park bench?
I don't remember.
Will you look up Linda Hogan drunk on a park bench?
She's definitely not been remarried. I know that.
This says that she was dating a 19-year-old, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was construction worker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She left and took that guy up, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, well, because they have a picture of her, and she's just like, they took a picture of her, and she admitted that she was like, on a park bench.
No.
Can you find any pictures?
I'm seeing a picture. She has a DUI from October.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's on the right path. That's right. On the right path, Spadale.
We're there.
I don't see a picture of her on a park bench.
You don't?
Though. No.
Maybe I made that up in my head.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys ever have dreams and then you think it's real?
All the
Sometimes.
Time.
Sometimes.
Why would I dream about Linda Hogan being drunk on a park bench?
I don't know.
I don't either. My God. All right. Anyway, that's just really, really bizarre. And I can't believe that Brooke has twins, little babies, and they haven't seen their grandmama.
I don't understand why she did this video, though. It just, none of it makes sense, because it's not like Hulk Hogan's done something recently that sparked this, you know, just out of nowhere.
I know. That's so bizarre, right? Let's see here. What was the other thing I want to tell you? I am so disheveled today, you guys. I just want to apologize because I dropped all these papers and now I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. We can always go back to the Chinese and their big cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kidding. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash. Wrap it up.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. And rain in the forecast.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Heard on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. The podcast of our program will be there later today. You can also get the Slacker Show there. We've mentioned this a couple of times today. But Boulder, man, I got to take my hat off to you. You have scored big.
I'm kind of jealous of Boulder. I'm not going to lie, because first they get Coach Prime, right? That's a huge deal. And now they get the film festival. I'm like, what's going on with Boulder?
Yeah, but I feel like that we're a part of the Boulder in a way, you know? I mean, we're still part of the, you know, Denver Metro. Boulder counts as that. So
I'm just thinking
I feel
about
like we're all winners.
But I feel like Airbnb prices are going to go out the roof.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably around this time, whenever, you know, this happens in 2027. I think it's in January into February, something like that. Yeah, probably so. But it's a big score for them.
It
I forgot how
huge.
Many millions of dollars they said this is worth.
What did you say?
But
it was
a lot. It's estimated that Utah is losing $132 million in revenue by losing the film festival.
For a week.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The Sundance Film Festival has decided they're leaving Park City, Utah, and they have chosen Boulder, Colorado as their home. Now, is this a period of time that they're going to be here for like 5 to 10 years, or just a 1 year deal? What exactly
I would
do we
imagine
have from now on?
I don't know.
I would imagine
it's extended. They're not just going to keep switching cities.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be here for an extended period.
Well, Park City for 40 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got to figure, man, if we get it for 40 years, let's do the math on that money.
Well, maybe they're just going to test it for a year and you know, pilot test and see how it goes and see if it works.
Maybe. I got an idea, though.
Okay.
And just a thought, a theory. Maybe they landed this thing knowing that they were going to get about $150 million by hosting the Sundance so they'd have enough money to pay Dion.
Maybe that's
it. Could be part of it.
Yeah, it'd be a wash for Boulder.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You bring in all this Sundance money, and then he takes out his money, and then Boulder's
that's
back
it.
To even again.
Must be it. Yep. I heard that we gave him incentives to come here.
Who?
But that seems illegal. Doesn't it pay enough?
Feels like we bribed him.
Yeah.
What did we give him?
I don't know.
Like an epic pass?
Yeah. We gave him something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think we gave him free passes to Casa Bonita.
Oh, yeah. Because
everybody wants to
you
go there.
You can't get in there.
Yeah.
You need a reservation.
Some of the cities that were on the list with Boulder, I can see why Boulder won out.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati was one of them.
Spadale has an update.
They gave them a $34 million budget to throw the whole thing.
We gave them $34 million to Boulder to build out Boulder, or what?
For that festival, they're going to have a $34 million budget, and it says that the last one generated 1,700 jobs, $70 million in wages, $132 million in gross domestic product, and almost $14 million in state revenue.
Nice.
Sounds like a good investment. Yeah. Yes, $34 exactly. million.
Yeah. Right
okay.
There.
There you go. All said and done. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, though. I mean, the Sundance is something that's worldwide renowned, you know?
No, it's literally worldwide.
I mean, this is something like you could have easily lost it from Salt Lake City to, like, some place in Norway or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal.
That's how big it is,
right?
Yeah,
so I'm excited about this.
Good job for Boulder. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
I meant to print this earlier this morning, but I forgot. I've got the list here of things to do in Denver this weekend.
Oh, I
you
love that.
It?
Yes.
Yeah, let's run through
all
it
right,
real quick.
Sure,
here.
Sure.
You can scoot on up to Loveland if you want to for
scoot
Disney on
Ice.
Scoot on up.
To Loveland.
Yeah, for Disney on Ice.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
They're in
right.
town. You got Goofy and the gang. They're going to be here this weekend in Loveland, that is.
Uh-huh.
Also, out at Red Rocks, they got a couple of concerts. Electronic music stars are going to be in town.
Oh, this must be the first one, right? Is it opening weekend?
No, it was a couple weekends ago.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed it?
I think this is the second weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
So then it was last weekend. Yeah.
I think so.
Gotcha.
But they're in town with the electronic music show. I'll probably bounce out there and maybe slam all night to the wee hours of the morning.
Slam all night.
What's slamming all night?
Yeah.
What is slamming all night?
It's the only thing I could think of. All right, there's a big Rockies watch party going on today.
Oh, wow. We got to go to that.
McGregor Square.
Oh, yeah.
You know that whole center?
I know that whole. Yep. I follow Do Better Denver. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah. You've been down there a few times.
Yeah,
haven't
I
you?
Have. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you stay in that place? The hotel
I stay there?
There
a lot. Yeah.
That starts at 1 o'clock today because the game's at 2.
Okay.
So if you want to go down there.
Yeah. Spadilla, are you going to that? I know you're a big Rockies fan.
No, I'll be at work.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, too bad Dinger's going to be there. Dinger the dinosaur.
Dinger.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's going
to
be there.
I bet
say.
You
yeah.
knew a guy that used to be Dinger. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, it's just terrible.
I'm kidding.
The Great American RV Show is in town.
Whoa.
Yep. At the Colorado.
Hey, what happened to that moment of your life?
Yeah, it wasn't
passion.
It was my wife.
What happened
remember?
To that?
I don't know. It fizzled. I don't know what happened.
It's just like all of a sudden, like real hot and heavy, then dropped.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the motorcycles.
She came out of the gates really strong.
She did.
Really
I remember.
Really strong with this RV thing.
Yeah.
I forgot when it was. Right before the holidays, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for sure we're going to have one of those suckers sitting in the driveway. But it's kind of gone down since
right.
then.
Sorry to interrupt, but anyway.
Yeah, so that Great American RV Show is in town, Colorado Convention Center. That will go on all the way through Sunday. So get down there, man. Get yourself some wheels to get out in the woods with.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, what else here? Oh, the Aurora Polar Plunge is this weekend.
Oh.
That's where they strip down and jump in the lake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not going to be that cold, though.
Yeah. No, not for the polar.
In Aurora.
And I think the proceeds from that benefit the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Well,
I like it better like when it's icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It makes more
polar.
Sense.
Yeah. Anyway, what else?
Yeah, it's kind of lame, isn't it? No, I'm with you, Jamie. Yeah, you got to go out there in February. You can't wait till May April to go out there. All right, what else is in town? Kelsey Ballerina.
Ballerini.
Ballerini.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a cross-country tour, and it hits Colorado this weekend.
Yeah, it's Sunday night, and Bree's actually.
What the hell is that?
Country artist. She's a country artist.
You know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember I always call her Kelsey Ballerina?
Ballerina,
maybe
yeah.
I'll bounce down there and slam to her all night, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, my weekend is full.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit that
RV
show.
Hey, what are you going to really do?
And I'm going to do the electronic music show.
What are you going to
do? Then I'm going to go see Ballerina.
What are you going to really do?
I'm going to watch basketball.
Exactly.
In my recliner drinking iced tea.
Yeah, there's the truth.
It's just a facade I like to play on the air. You know, bouncing here, bouncing there. Yeah. Slam.
Yeah.
All right, there you go, folks. Make your plans for the weekend. There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big weekend coming up here. We got basketball. The NCAA tournament continues on. But the weather for the weekend, it's going to change a little bit. We got 74 for a high today. Then tomorrow, high of only 60. Then the rain moves in. Now, what's the Mountain Wave weather guy saying?
He says that the rain moves in.
That's it?
Yeah.
What about snow?
He said Palmer, Divide, and Foothills.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Kylie on Fox 31 said it doesn't come in, snow won't happen until Sunday.
Sunday morning.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm getting conflicting reports.
We need the moisture.
We do need the moisture,
so
yeah.
So that would be good, I guess. Yep. So, you know, we'll get through today. Today's going to be a nice day. But then the moisture will be here sometime late tomorrow. So I think you're going to have time for golf tomorrow.
I'm definitely going to go
golfing.
Now,
you talked to your son?
He's still sleeping.
This ain't looking good.
Well, that's what they do.
I know, yeah, but I'm just saying it's not looking good for a tee time.
It's only 9 a.m. for a kid.
I'm just saying you have to be at the golf course by 9:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, most likely they'll say that's too early.
Too early.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, get some sleep.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you back here on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.